comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on earth. It's a show where you matter. And speaking of things that matter, this evening, those of you who are watching on KSS-TV may notice that there is some degradation of the video quality, and the reason for that is because the cable service provider out here where I am is experiencing difficulties, and they've dispatched people. They're out there working on it, and but right now we are putting out as much as we can on the internet in terms of that video signal. However, the Watch Latest show will have no problems at all. And I hope and trust we will not have very many problems. I hope we don't have any due to this cable problem during the show tonight. I hope that's the case. But if we do, well, we are all forewarned. It is it's beyond our control. It is in the hands of Cox Cable. You're familiar with Dick Criswell. Dick Criswell, from the very first time he appeared on this show, and each time thereafter, has always rather amazed us, caused us to raise an eyebrow or two. And one of the things that Dick Criswell said in a couple of his appearances toward the end of 2009 was that we would see some major event take place that would force disclosure, and this event would happen in late 2009 or early 2010. Well, Dick Criswell is my guest tonight, and when we bring him online here in just a few minutes, that's one of the things I want to talk with him about. Early 2010, well, you know, I guess that could go all the way up to the first 6 months. And at month six, then you're in mid-2010. But I want to get an update. I want to find out what is up with that. Is it going to happen? And is it happening? Has it happened? What is it? And but he thinks that 2009 to early 2010, some big event would take place that would cause the U.S. government to be forced into disclosure about UFOs and extraterrestrials. So it'll be very interesting to find out what he's got to say about that. And I hope indeed that we don't have any connection problems, because I want to hear from him. Thank you to all of you who helped us make it through January. We did meet our budget, and so we're here. And thank you. Without you, it would have been absolutely impossible for us to be here tonight. You are what the show is about, and you make it happen. You're pretty special. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. With me this evening, someone very familiar to the Kevin Smith Show audience, and that would be Dick Criswell. Dick, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. It's a pleasure always being with you.
Now, let me say for the audience, they need to know about this. Our telephones are, even though we have several systems, they're dependent upon our cable connection. And they're different systems, but without that cable, they don't work. And although we can hear Dick just fine, he told me that it's really difficult for him to hear me because the audio is choppy. But we're not hearing that on the air. It's just in our signal out to him. But he's contending with that, and we're contending with this really bad connection that we've got with the internet this evening. Dick, you know, you've been on this show now, I don't know how many times, a bunch, and from the very first time you were on the show, right up until the last time you were on the show, you always cause us to raise an eyebrow or two with information that you provide. And one of the big things that you told us, it's a very big in the minds of the listeners. People have been wanting to know, you know, could I get an update on this? Has to do with a statement that you made that there would be some big event happen at the near the end of 2009 or early 2010 that would force the U.S. government into disclosure about UFOs. And I want to get an update on that. Where do we stand with that?
Okay. this may be something that you don't want to hear, but I'm going to tell you anyways.
Okay.
Because I know that your show is not political, right?
That's right.
Okay. So just go along with me here for a minute.
Okay.
My contact told me that these things about, I think it was about 2 years ago, he told me that 2009 or 10 was the year that UFOs would all come to the forefront. They'd be landing and all that kind of stuff. Well, he tells me tonight the biggest problem is they were getting ready to tell, that was one of the agendas that Mr. Obama was one of his top 10 things that he wanted to be the first president to tell. Well, it seems like he has so much on his plate, he's not willing to tell now. So I still get the opinion from my source that something will happen this year yet with the UFOs, and it won't, and it'll be some kind of major landing. So that's the latest update I have for you on that.
Well, I'll say this. And now that kind of falls in line with what I've been saying here on the show, and that is that, first of all, when he was a candidate for president, Barack Obama sort of sloughed off a question that was asked him about UFOs and about disclosure. And as a matter of fact, you may remember when he said, well, I don't know, he said something like, well, if I don't know if there's any people living on other planets, but I do know we've got a lot of people living on this planet, and there are a lot of problems here that we need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in one of the televised debates. All right, you put that together with the fact that he's cut the moon exploration and Mars exploration out of NASA's budget. And he says, that's done, it's over. Put a fork in it. We're not going back to the moon. You put those together, and, you know, it looks like he is truly not interested in anything off-planet. But there is another possibility. And, you know, I try to be fair. We don't get into politics. And this, look, just because you talk about a politician doesn't mean you're talking about politics. But on any story, I try to be fair with the information. And there is another possibility. The other possibility may be that he has been informed that this event you've told us about is about to take place, and he doesn't want our people scattered out across space. That's a possibility. That's something someone suggested to me, that he's keeping the astronauts close to home, and you know, he doesn't want to have people on the moon or going to the moon or any of that going on. He wants our energies focused on what's about to happen. So that is a possibility. I don't know how good a possibility, but it's a possibility. Dick, there's a question I've got that would, the answer, if you know it, might help us answer that question. And here it is. Just within the past couple of weeks, some photos from NASA have shown up from the SOHO satellite showing some very large objects that are now in orbit near the sun, very near the sun. Do you know about that?
All I do is know about that. I don't know what it is. I have some suspicions what it is, because I've tried to talk to two or three different contacts that I have, and they're just kind of mum on that right now. So these people are kind of straight shooters. When I ask them something right to the point, they'll tell me they either know or they don't. And this is kind of a we'll tell you later type thing. And, you know, I deal with that too. And I did know long time ago that they were, that Obama was talking about not sending a man to the moon or men to the moon again. And that really doesn't make sense, because they said they lost all the technology from the first one. Mm-hmm. Now that's got to be bull. You know as well as I do, if they had it, they can bring it back.
Well, I don't know. It's very interesting what happened when they closed the Apollo space program. Every contractor, and folks around the world may or may not know this, so let me say it. NASA doesn't build those things. They contract it out, and it's built by companies like Boeing. They build part of it. Hughes Aeronautics builds part of it. Maybe Raytheon builds part of it. I mean, I'm just tossing out some names. I don't know for sure who all was involved. But there are literally thousands of contractors that build part of the spaceships that NASA flies. Well, when the Apollo program closed, the contractors that had built that Saturn V rocket were instructed that all of the blueprints and specifications and everything, anything they had on that, had to be turned back over to NASA, and or back, had to turn it into the government. And the FBI went around, and you know, if all your company did was manufacture a screw that went into some place on that Saturn V, they came around and took the specifications and blueprints for that screw. And they collected it all, and where it went, nobody knows. But the Saturn V rocket plans disappeared from the hands of the contractors.
Yeah. The other thought, Kevin, is, you know, we're out of money, so those guys don't work for free. And maybe they just decided, hey, we're not going to do anything for them, you know. But that's too easy of an answer.
Well, but look, the NASA has already spent $9.1 billion developing this new rocket system that was to carry us to the moon. And they're well on the way to having that system built. And now it's over. And see, that's just like, this is what's weird about it, Dick. That's just like what happened with Apollo. After Apollo 17, there were two more Apollo missions planned. Well, actually, I think three more were planned. But two of them, the rockets were already built. They were already paid for. The crews had already been selected and had already trained and were ready to go. But at the end of Apollo 17, NASA said, that's it, it's over. We're done, no more moon. And now here we are, getting ready to go back to the moon, and we've got $9.1 billion already spent to build the rockets to take us to the moon. And this machinery is already beginning to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, that's it. It's over. So I think something's up with that.
The government knows about what's about to happen. You know, we're not in too good a shape financially. The whole country's ready to go at any time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they keep saying jobs are plentiful and all that kind of stuff. Well, we have a financial guy that's in our program at IPAS, and he tells me, he said that we are so close that the numbers don't even match what they're projecting on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I don't know how they get by with that. But what it is they're smoothing it over for the public, trying to tell them the economy's coming back when actually it's not.
You mean he doesn't know how the government gets by with lying? All you got to do is go back to post-World War II and start watching.
Oh, yeah.
But look, here's what I've been saying, you've heard me say this, Dick. If we've got $1 trillion we can throw at the scoundrels that put us into this financial mess to bail them out so they can give each other bonuses. If we've got $1 trillion to do that, if you doubled NASA's budget, you'd be giving them what, $32 billion a year? Or 36 billion a year. Okay? $36 billion. Do you know that's not even a drop of that trillion? And if they've got the money to bail out the crooks, they've got the money to double NASA's budget and get on with this. So there's something else behind this.
Yeah, it's got to be. I think you're on it. I think they know what's going to happen. I think they're so... Well, you know what I'm talking about. They're so confused with what's going on out there, they act like it, because they keep saying, you know, the teabaggers are causing all the problems, and it's the Republicans, you know, versus the Democrats and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I've been on this earth for 63 years, and I will tell you this. I have never seen it this bad. Never.
Well, but see, I think all of that political stuff that's eating up the airwaves, that is diversion. That's just diversion. I had a guy on the show, you may be familiar with him, he goes by Doc Adams, and I had him on the show, and he's got a neat saying. I like this. He says, left wing, right wing, it makes no difference, it's all the same bird. And that's the truth. The situation is that whether you're left wing or right wing, we got a sick bird here. And I think it's all diversion. I think it's all diversion. They know something's up, and they don't want us to think about it, and they don't want us to talk about it. But something big is up. And I think that's reflected in what your source told you about these objects that are in orbit around the sun.
Right.
Can't talk about that. You know, we'll tell you later.
All this stuff doesn't make any sense. You know, we were talking earlier in the day about that other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't say a word other than the fact they will verify the names that you told me about.
Well, let me look at the, yeah, I've got time. All right, here's what Dick is talking about. Earlier in the day, I called Dick and I asked him if he knew anything about this story that's out there on the internet about the Gulf of Aden Stargate. Well, the Gulf of Aden Stargate story is that a Stargate has opened in the Gulf of Aden. Now, the Gulf of Aden is right off of the coast of Yemen. And, of course, we're hearing all this stuff about pirates in Yemen, and we had this attempted terrorist attack, and the guy was came through Yemen. And but right now, according to the reports that are out there on the internet, there are ships, naval ships, battleships, warships from the United States, Britain, Germany, China, Japan, and Iran, and Blackwater. Now, that's what's on the internet. I haven't been to Yemen, and I haven't been out to this spot in the sea. So I cannot confirm, nor can I deny that that's the case. But that's the story that's out on the internet. And the story is that this Stargate has opened up, this portal, and that it is... they have observed some really strange phenomena coming in and out of that Stargate, and they have all the ships backed off. And they won't let shipping into this area. And now, Dick, you ask your source about it. When we come back from this break, I want you to tell us again exactly what he said to you. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Okay, we're back, and Dick Criswell is with me this evening. Dick, before we went to break, I posed the question, what is the deal with this alleged Stargate off the coast of Yemen? And you asked your contact, tell us exactly what he said to you. Well, we have apparently lost Dick Criswell. Tonight... that's not somebody interfering with us tonight. That is that's the internet cable connection. Dick, are you back with us? We can hear him. Dick, can you hear me? Well, we can hear him, but he cannot hear us. So we'll try to reestablish contact with Dick. It'll take a minute or two because we're going to hang up, and then we'll dial him back. The Stargate is like a gigantic whirlpool in the ocean. And according, now for those who are watching on our television channel, I showed you a picture of it from the air. But the thing about it is that the reports on the internet say that people have actually been able to, they've seen the sea in the center of that whirlpool. They've seen it rise up and go back down, and we're having some, you may hear some noise in the background. That's trying to reestablish the telephone conversation with Dick Criswell, but we may have to make several tries at that, but we'll see what we get. Okay, you're back with us,
It just dropped out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the cable company is working, Bless their hearts. Well, they're trying to get it fixed, and hopefully they will. But there have been a lot of strange phenomena seen going in and out of this Stargate, according to reports on the Internet. Now, are those accurate or not? I don't know. But, Dick, you ask your contact about that Stargate, and what exactly were you told?
He said the only thing that he could tell me is there is a Stargate there, and that was about all he could tell me. Now, he did verify, I told him the names of the ships and stuff that was there, and he was really kind of sound when I told him Blackwater was there.
Well, you know, I want to say, for the record, again, that's information I got off of the Internet, so I don't know if that's accurate. But that's one of they on the Internet, it names ships from the USA, Britain, China, Japan, Iran, and Blackwater.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know Blackwater had ships.
Hell, they got tanks and everything else.
Well, I knew they had tanks. I knew they had airplanes, but I mean a ship? You know, those are kind of expensive. That's a little pricey.
Well, I would think it would be, but I understand that this Blackwater can come up with anything, go anywhere, or anything like that. So.
Well, yeah, that's what I understand out of it. Okay, now your contact confirmed that and he said there is a Stargate there. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And he did confirm the ships were there.
But he didn't want to say that Blackwater was there.
Well, he went silent. He said, yeah, and he said, I'm not going to comment about that last one that you said. And I thought that was kind of funny. But that's exact words he gave me.
Hmm. Okay, so there's a Stargate, according to your contact. Now, tell us a little bit, tell us what you can about your contact, about, you know, is this Joe, the newspaper man on the corner out in front of the Congressional Building, or who is this?
No, this is a three-star general.
Okay. A three-star general, and he says to you that there is a Stargate there.
That is correct.
One of the other things that is on the Internet, and again, there's no way, when you see things on the Internet, they're interesting, but there's no way to know for sure at first whether that report is real or not. But one of the things that is out there is that President Obama tried to make a trip over to Iraq to visit a Stargate that we had found there, but was not able to complete that trip because of some massive power outages in Hawaii when he got to Hawaii. I don't know what that would have to do with it.
I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't. So what if the lights go out in Honolulu? Folks in Honolulu, don't be offended. But I mean, so what if the lights go out? That has no effect, I would think.
Maybe we're laying cable underwater over to there. That'd be a big connection.
Well, it would be. It would be. But I mean, that would not affect whether Air Force One could take off or not.
Well, suppose, now this is a suppose, I don't know, suppose that there were some flying machines in Hawaii, and they've been spotted in Hawaii, and they've been known to knock out power before.
Okay, so you're, and it's speculation, but your speculation is
speculation,
what if?
From me. Mm-hmm. This is speculation from me.
All right, and so just so that I can follow your thinking on that, your speculation would be that these flying machines, UFOs, show up and prevent Air Force One from taking off. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Hmm.
But you're probably not going to hear that on TV, I can tell you that.
Well, no.
Now you won't.
No. And actually, that would be a national security issue if that were to happen.
Correct.
Yeah. Just like it's a national security issue when UFOs show up at nuclear missile sites and cause them to malfunction. And that's been pretty well documented as well.
Yeah, they've got their they had their launch codes at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, it showed the Soviets that we were launching, and it showed us that they were launching. And it took a red phone telephone call to prevent nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's go back to the Stargate.
Okay.
You got a general that's admitting to you that there is a Stargate. Now, did he use the word Stargate, Dick?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Okay. So he's admitting that there is a Stargate. Well,
correct.
What that tells us then is that they are aware that there's some coming and going of extraterrestrials in that area.
That's correct.
All right. Do you know anything about any other Stargates that maybe are around the planet?
Well, now there's one down close to Hawaii, but it's I don't know. There's a little island there. I can't even think what the name of it was, but it was around that island. It may come to me. If it does, I'll tell you what it is.
Do you think, based on your knowledge of this source? Now, let me ask you, is this just someone that talks to you and gives you information from time to time, or do you know this person personally?
I know him personally through the AlphaCom team.
Okay. So, based on your knowledge of this person, would you say that he sounded concerned, that he sounded a bit... was there any anxiety in his demeanor and voice about this? Or was he just matter-of-fact about it?
He was matter-of-fact about it until I brought up Blackwater. And that I don't know, it kind of bothered me because he just hesitated for a little bit. And then he said, yeah, they're there. But he said, I'm not supposed to say anything about that. But, you know.
Okay, but he said they are there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are there.
Well, I wonder what could their role possibly be? Now, here's another thing. The information on the internet said that all of this piracy stuff that's going on is a false flag operation. That it's something that's being done. They started doing this a long time ago, but it was a false flag because they expected that this Stargate was going to open, and the information on the internet is that it did open on December the 5th.
Yeah.
Now, was it December the 5th or January 5th? You know, I'm not sure about that. I think it was January 5th.
I think you're right. I think that's what my computer's not up right now, so.
Well, mine barely are. Okay, so that this whole piracy thing is a false flag to give these warships the excuse to be where they are, but they are really there because of this Stargate. Okay, now the question I've got, and you may not have an answer for it, what is it that these warships think they're going to do with anything that comes through a Stargate?
I have no idea, unless they think they can shoot them down. and that would only be a guess, you know.
Do you think they seriously think they can take on something that has traveled through a stargate?
There's something, I don't want to mention the name of it. This is one of them things that, you know, I was told that they didn't want me to say the name of it. But I assure you that there's something that they can use to knock down these craft. Now, what it is, I've never seen it in operation. I've just been told about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd even talked to the general one time. I said, well, hell, these guys want to come down here and wipe us all out, kind of like Independence Day. I said, we wouldn't be able to do anything. And he said, matter of fact, we've taken care of that little problem.
Hmm.
So,
do you think, based on everything this general has told you before, and based on what he's told you about this Stargate, that they expect something rather earth-shaking to come through that Stargate?
Well, I think they're planning on something coming through. But what it is, I couldn't tell you what kind of brand of ship or anything, because I've not been told that.
All right, we have to step away for a break. We'll be back right after this. We are back. My guest this evening, Dick Criswell, former member of the AlphaCom team that under the Clinton administration was formed under DARPA for the purpose of paving the way for disclosure that got derailed by a little thing called Monica and impeachment and then involvement in Bosnia and Kosovo, and so it got derailed. But his contacts have stayed in touch with him and continue to give him information. Dick, let me check and see if you made it through the break this time, or do we still have you?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Dick, this is a 3-star general that you were talking to. You know him personally. He didn't seem to have any anxiety. He said, we've got something now that can handle if Independence Day kind of thing arrives. How can they be sure of that? I mean, maybe they can handle the abilities that have been exhibited by these craft up till now, but isn't it possible these craft have abilities yet beyond that?
Oh, I would think so. You know, if they come from vast places in space, they ought to be able to protect themselves, you know, like a shield or something, I would think.
Well, I would think so, too.
But the general just told me, he says, hey, we got stuff to knock them out of the air, but he didn't go into detail like, you know, we've shot several down or whatever, but he was very confident when he said it.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I cannot imagine that it would work much different than just a plain old war here on Earth in this respect. Some nation starts, you know, thumbing their nose and saying, you know, we're going to kick America's rear, like North Korea does and like Iran does. Like Iraq used to, and they say, well, we've got everything it takes for us to defend ourselves, and then you know, they've prepared for what they know about, and then our guys show up with things they didn't know about, And in the case of Iraq, basically flipped the switch and turned off all the radar systems. It wasn't quite that simple, but I mean, they just made the Iraqi Air Force go blind.
Right.
And then they owned the sky. Things they didn't know about. And I bet you these guys, if they had any hostile intentions, could use things we have no idea they have.
I'm quite sure of that. Stuff I was shown before, I'm sure they claim that they're at least 50 to 75 years ahead of anything that anybody knows about.
Yeah, our people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about those other guys, you know, 50 to 75,000 years ahead of us?
Yeah, probably. That would probably sound right if they figured out how to get here, and we haven't. Well, we say we haven't figured out how to get there, but, you know, the secret space program, that was all done undercover. So, you know.
All right, now, Dick, the general spoke so matter-of-factly about, yeah, it is a Stargate. You know, that sort of makes me raise at least my left eyebrow.
Okay.
And makes me say, okay, that means they must have known that this thing was there. They must have known the location where it would appear. And is it possible that our people have actually used Stargates? Have our military or our people, have they been through these Stargates to other places? Because he doesn't seem to be too, it's not such a big deal to him.
Yeah, I think you're quite right on that. He wouldn't specify that was what it's being used for. But, you know, who knows? I'm sure that they know that if they know it's there, why wouldn't they use it?
Well, yeah, and of course now, we've heard that this has been out there on the internet now since we first went into Iraq. That's a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard that there is a Stargate that was found in Iraq, and it was actually found in what they call the Kurdish region, well, the marsh region of Iraq. Okay. Do you know if that's true? Did we find a Stargate there? And are we securing it? Are we using it?
Now, I have heard that before, but I didn't hear that by the source that I told you, the three star.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard it from another source, and this was a naval commander, and he told me that something big, like something embedded itself into the ground, and the Americans wanted to find out what it was because they thought it was some kind of spaceship that they had found over there.
Okay, now I'm a little bit familiar with that story, just vaguely familiar. I've heard something about that, and it was that they think it was a very ancient spaceship.
That is correct.
So not a Stargate.
No, I just the only thing I heard from that area was something was buried, and it looked like it was a spaceship, but it wasn't completely round.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like egg shaped.
Well, we've heard about quite often. We've heard about these egg shaped spaceships. And in fact, you know, there, I guess, just about as many reports of these egg shapes as there are reports of the circular flying saucer shape, and also the cigar shape. I think there are just about as many reports of each one.
And there's the black triangle that's showing up quite a bit.
Yeah, but do you think maybe the black triangle is our stuff?
I don't know. I haven't been told that, but they've got some kind of ship that looks like that. but it's not completely like a triangle. But, you know, who knows what these people come up with, but, you know,
well,
sometimes we stumble on it or we ask the right questions and then they'll admit to it.
You know, I saw, we have a break coming up here pretty quick, but I saw on television some time ago a documentary having to do with UFOs, and I think it was UFO Hunters, actually, as I think that was the show. But anyway, they asked this guy that was retired, and I'm just not clear about whether he was ex-military or ex-defense contractor. But anyway, he had very high security clearance, and they were talking about, I think, the Phoenix Lights and the massive ship that was seen.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
And he said, well, we do have some things that could possibly be mistaken for that, you know, and he kind of fudged a little bit, and he said, well, you know, the size and the general appearance, and, you know. So that led me to think we've got some massive, massive aircraft.
Right.
Now, do you know anything about that?
Only the like the secret space program. You know, when Gemini and all that stuff was going on, they'd fly another astronaut. In another, and a ship would dock with them, and they'd go further out in space and different things like that. I have heard about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have to step away for a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about cattle mutilations. They're on the rise. We'll be back, folks, in just a moment, and let me remind you, in this second hour coming up, we'll open the phone lines a little bit after we start the second hour.
Phoenix, Arizona, this is the Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Dick Criswell. Dick Criswell, of course, is the founder and president, director of IPUS, the International Paranormal UFO Society. And he's a former member of AlphaCom, and always causes us to raise an eyebrow or two with the information he brings to the show. It's always a delight to have him with us. I want to welcome those of you who have joined us just now in this second hour. We've been talking about the update on Dick's information that he brought to us last year, that at the end of 2009, early 2010, there would be some big significant event. And since then, we've talked about these things that are in orbit around the sun, which we talked about on the show last week. And we've also been talking about this Stargate that appears to have opened up off the coast of Yemen. Dick, in conjunction, if you got these things in orbit around the sun, whatever they are, and in conjunction with that are happening at about the same time, we have this Stargate that opens, and you have a three-star general that confirmed to you that it is a Stargate, and he used the word Stargate. I wouldn't give you much information about it, but he said, yeah, it is a Stargate. Okay, you put those two together. Is this possibly the big event, the two things together?
No. I think it's more of a mass landing of some kind. because the general kind of was, he said, remember, I think I told you on one of the programs that if the United States and the rest of them didn't fess up to UFOs, they were going to land and everything would be out in the open.
Yeah, but maybe this is the precursor. Maybe. This is speculation. This is wild speculation. It's sci-fi. But it, who knows, it could be true. The things that are in orbit around the sun maybe are generating the Stargate that is opening off the coast of Yemen, and perhaps through that Stargate is where this fleet of UFOs is going to come that will be the big landing.
Yeah, that could be. Could be that. Like I said, we're only speculating now because, you know, I only got just a little bit of information, but I'm thankful for everything he gives me.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look, that's just wild speculation. But, man, that would make a great movie, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So my filmmaker buddies that are out there, those of you that have film production companies that have been on this show, and there are a number of you, there you go. There's the plot for your next blockbuster. All right, we're going to open up the telephone lines and allow our audience to call in. And for those watching on KSS-TV, the numbers have appeared on your screen. For those who are listening by radio, whether AM, FM, or shortwave, or you're listening via cell phones or TiVo, or you're on your computer listening, however it is that you're listening to the show, here are the telephone numbers. The main number, and this works all around the world, all right? The main number is 623-444-5889. The toll-free number is 888-223-4599. Let me give them to you again. The main number, 623-444-5889. And the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, the main number will work for you. There's no problem. You can call me from anywhere on the planet. On the other hand, you may not want to make that international long-distance call, and if that's the case, then what you can do is send me a flash message. Just go to my website, scroll down, you'll see the link that says flash message. If you're in the USA, if you're in Canada, the flash message feature will not work for you. So, and the reason for that is we've got telephones for you, and I even pay for the call. So let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Gentlemen, my name is Bias, and I'm calling from Portland, Maine.
From Portland, Maine. Now, tell me your first name again.
Elias.
Elias. Okay, Elias.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
I was, now, Dick, you were working during the Clinton administration, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, now, then I would like to set the Wayback Machine for 1998, and I was wondering if you had any perspectives or input about the EQ Pegasi story and the supposed big hit from that system that SETI got that everyone was really excited about, and it was in the BBC and was all in the newspapers and radio, and then all of a sudden it was like sort of squashed and discredited, and no one ever could find out who started the story. And I was wondering what your opinion about that whole thing was.
I remember the event. I know it was on TV at least three or four times, and they said, "Well, we'll keep you in touch because this is pretty fantastic." And then you never heard anything more about it.
Yeah, and not only did we not hear anything else about it, I think that there have been some denials from SETI about that being a coherent signal.
Yeah, there was a lot of backpedaling that went on.
Yeah. And I'm sort of foggy on the details about this, but I think that's the event where Dr. Stephen Greer made some public statements about that it was a coherent signal, it was extraterrestrial, and that he got that information from inside of SETI. And then they did a denial and said he didn't get that information from us, he's making it up. And there was kind of a little bit of a tussle on the internet about that.
Well, it was the person who supposedly discovered the signal was a member of that. Remember SETI had that thing going for a while where it was like SETI at home, and the person contributed a little bit of their computer's bandwidth to checking signals and that kind of thing. And supposedly it was an amateur radio astronomer loosely associated with SETI at the time, and then it got really big very quickly, and then SETI did a bunch of backpedaling and said, no, it's not real. But I was always curious because it seemed very legitimate for a while, and then all of a sudden, like you said, we heard about it and heard about it, and then all of a sudden there was like nothing about it, and you had to really research only to find out that the people involved had backpedaled. So,
well, let me give you a little bit of a mantra that I have. When you find a black hole in the news, the truth is sitting right in the middle of it.
Exactly. That was my thought as well.
Yeah. So when they don't want to report on it, it's because it's true.
Yeah, that was my question. And I thought maybe because Dick was working with the administration at the time, if they had looked into that at the time and what had happened. But,
all right.
Well, thank you so much for your... For your help, guys. I appreciate it tonight.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay, and there was nothing said about that. It was on TV, and then they just dropped it. I mean, there was nothing in the administration or anything come across us, you know, where they said, check this out or anything. So.
All right. We have a flash message. Let's see, this one from Norway. Hello, Mr. Criswell. Hope you are well. And I'm not sure what this is about here. It says, that is one hell of a mayor you have. Did he ever crawl out of his hole? My question is about the orbs seen going from house to house that you have seen, and can you be more descriptive? Have you noticed the difference in the crafts you were seeing by a kind of light trail they leave? I'm not sure what that's about. Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really not sure either. You know what I think? I'll tell you what that is. And that's from Eric. Eric, I think you're referring to Ed Grimsley, and the reason I think that is because you mentioned the mayor, and we have done some stuff about the mayor of the town where he lives, but that's Ed Grimsley, and this is Dick Criswell, two entirely different individuals. I'm just guessing, but I think that's the case. This one from Peter in Columbia. In the projected new version of AlphaCom, which you have said is imminent, exactly how would alien abductions and alien implants be explained to the public?
Well, I have always said that when this comes out, if they direct it to us, we're going to tell them the truth, what we know. There's not going to be any... you know how people have control, like when they do a story about you or whatever, and they'll say this is based on fact or this is based on a true story. We wanted to give it to them straight, and we didn't want any restrictions, and that was understood.
So if AlphaCom, in by whatever name, starts up again, you intend that the public is just going to be told the straight truth?
That's correct. I think they should have been told the truth 60-some years ago about that Roswell crash, and they have not.
You know, speaking of the Roswell crash, a general by the name of Cordes, C-O-R-D-E-S, passed away, and his widow has now given an interview in which she said that he told her it's all true. It was extraterrestrial. And so that's, you know, that's from his widow. It would have been better if Cordes had been brave enough to step to the plate and say it while he was living. But I don't think there's much doubt about Roswell being extraterrestrial. I really, I don't think there's much doubt about it.
No, I don't think so either.
All right.
But you know, I get a kick out of Kevin when I go to Wright Field in there in Dayton. I said, you know, I'd find somebody that was, you know, answering questions on different things. I say, where's this UFO that you have? And he says, oh, you mean the museum? And I said, well, might be a museum to you, but I'd like to see one up close and personal. And he says, well, come with me. So he takes me this back room in this hall, and they've got this, like, it's a bookshelf. And they got all kinds of crap there that doesn't, you know, mean anything. And that's the way they get away with that. I mean, they say, oh, yeah, we've got a museum just dedicated to that.
And then so it's a bookshelf in a back hall.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ryan in Washington.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah, Dick, when you were at AlphaCom, did you see any real photographs of extraterrestrials, or did you see mostly sketches?
No, I did. I did see pictures. There were a couple sketches, because I don't think they had any pictures of what some of these aliens look like, but there were a lot of pictures of what they look like. Now, I don't know whether these aliens did it under duress or maybe gunpoint or what, but you know, they had their scrapbook with pictures in them, and I seen them.
Okay. Did you see any of what is referred to as a female albino that has sort of red eyes that kind of have cat eyes? Did you see anything like that?
It wasn't albino, but I seen couple different aliens that had red eyes.
Okay. Did they happen to be from Australia?
No, as I recall. Well, that's been too far back. I can't tell you where those pictures came from. I mean, what, you know, state or country or anything like that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada, 888-223-4599. Dick, let's talk about cattle mutilations are on the rise. Why?
I was going to ask you that question, but what I've been hearing is there one right out there by you. Let's see where that was. Tucson, I believe. And there were several in Utah. And some of the western states, you know, had several reports. Now, we haven't had anything in the east that I know about right now, but for some reason that has picked up again. And what? The only thing they can say is they see lights before these events happen.
Yeah. Now, I had Chris O'Brien on the show. Chris is the investigative journalist that did so many reports back in the 80s and 90s about the cattle mutilations taking place and the UFOs being seen out in the San Luis Valley. And, you know, he said that, you know, they're on the increase, but this time people are seeing these lights, and sometimes they're seeing black helicopters where in the previous cases they would see nothing. Let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Stefan from Quebec City, Kevin. How are you?
Good.
Well, that's good. Mr. Criswell, my question to you is, I really enjoy the information that you're giving. I do differ with one respect to what you said regarding what your source told you, in fact, that we have the capability to knock them out of the sky. I think on their part, anyway, that's just bravado, that they don't really want to admit that they can't do anything about it. What do you think about that?
That's a possibility. You know, I'm just relying on the source. And, you know, all I can say is that he told me that. So, you know, it's like Kevin said, how do they know unless they've actually shot one out of the sky or, you know, several of them, and then they just never reported it.
Right. Yeah, because it just seems to me that if evolution carries on at a certain pace and accelerates, if they're anywhere even 100 years ahead of us, their technology would be light years ahead of us. You know, because
well, I would think
what
so.
Are we going to have in 100 years?
I don't know, but was you listening earlier when I said anything that you see today, they're 75 years ahead of time? Our people. I mean, they're making these craft that, you know, who knows whether they're aliens or ours. And they claim that they're about 75 years ahead of anything that our citizens know about.
Well, I'll tell you this. What we will have 100 years from now will be zero if we start shooting at these guys.
I think you're right.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Great show.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Criswell.
Thanks for the call. I don't think it's real smart to shoot at something that just traveled 90 million light years to get here.
Yeah, but you know that the government likes to you know, play with new toys. And if they can find something that's neat and looks like it'll shoot something down, hell, they'll buy it.
Yeah. Well, here's what I hope. First, I hope there's not any kind of hostilities. Secondly, if we start hostility, I hope we've got enough stuff to make sure we win it, but we don't need to start it to begin with. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming, Kevin.
Hi, Brent.
Hi, Kevin. Dick, I have a question for you on strategies.
Sure.
Now, I'm sure the ETs are aware of the false flags that our governments like to throw up to divert people's attention. What is the possibility that this Stargate in Yemen could be a false flag for one opening up somewhere else that they don't know about?
That's a possibility. I didn't think about that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Now, Brent, let me ask you something. Are you saying, what if this Stargate is a false flag being run by the extraterrestrials?
Yeah.
To divert the attention of the governments
away from what they're actually doing.
Uh-huh. That's a good question.
Good question.
Where do you suspect they would be opening one up?
I honestly don't know. I think probably somewhere over the what is the direct opposite of Yemen?
You mean if you go straight through the earth?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Somewhere in the middle of the United States, I think, but I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, maybe Yellowstone, huh?
But that place is ready to cook, and you're in the blast zone. You're in the death zone. I'm in the blast zone.
Yeah, yeah. And the difference between the time you die and the time I die will be seconds. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Good question.
That was a good question.
And now look, and we laughed about it being Yellowstone, but there is a really far-reaching kind of open-minded physicist by the name of Nassim Harriman, and he's been on this show. Nassim Harriman has a video on the YouTube talking about these things that are in orbit around the sun, and he talks about the next fractal down would be Earth-sized. The next fractal down from sun-sized would be Earth-sized. And he thinks that the stargates are the volcanoes on Earth. We'll be back right after this, folks. Don't go away. It's the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening is Dick Criswell. And, Dick, I've got some flash messages here from around the world. I want to get to some of those. The telephone lines are open, folks, if you have a question or a comment. The main number is 623-444-5889, and the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Now, we have a flash message from this one from Blue in Australia. He's got two questions. Blue, the second question we've already talked about, and that's the things that have been photographed in orbit around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the first one, though. What are your thoughts on time travel? So let me ask you, Dick, what are your thoughts on it? Is it possible? And if so, is it being done?
Well, yeah, I believe it's being done. I have no proof of it, but I understand from a guy who will remain nameless, tells me that they can only go forwards. They can't go backwards in time.
Hmm. Okay. This one from Davey in the United Kingdom. It says, "Hello, Kevin and Dick. Is not going back to the moon got more to do with what's on the moon? Aliens or possible U.S. base? More advanced technology would mean perhaps having to disclose high-definition photographs, or perhaps we didn't go in the first place, or we are unable to replicate the journey, or perhaps we've been warned off yet again from going back." Yeah, all of those are possibilities, but what do you think is behind the decision not to go back to the moon?
Well, I told you there were bases on the backside of the moon.
Okay.
And I heard through another source that we were told to get off the moon. So, you know, those are all possibilities.
Okay. Now, you have told us previously that you were involved in briefing President Bill Clinton and Vice President Al Gore about extraterrestrials and UFOs.
That is correct.
During that briefing, did the subject of those bases on the moon come up? Did you brief the president about those?
Not in that first setting that we talked to him. I think that came up later, but they were both informed on that.
Now, how do you know they were informed?
Because I was on a three-way with them, that and Dr. Wolf.
Okay, so you were on a conference call with the president, the vice president, and Dr. Wolf.
Yeah.
So you heard all of this?
I heard all of it, yes.
Whose bases are those?
Well, we have some bases back there, and there's other countries that's got bases.
Like who?
Well, the Russians.
Okay, anybody else?
That'd be the only two that I knew about when I was in the AlphaCom team. But there were also aliens that were with our guys on the backside of the moon.
Okay, so there's U.S. base. How many bases does the U.S. have there, so far as you know?
I think there's only two bases.
U.S. bases?
Yeah.
All right, how many do the Russians have?
There's at least two, and then I heard about a third one, but I didn't hear that officially.
Okay.
I mean, from my source.
And how many bases do the aliens have?
Last count, I heard there was at least five different bases, and these were different aliens. They weren't all the same.
Mm-hmm. Are there any bases around on the front side that you know of?
Not that I know of. See, the backside never points to us, you know, mm-hmm. on Earth. It's always in the back, so they can do anything they want back there.
Pretty convenient, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, here's a flash message from Leonardo in Puerto Rico. Wouldn't it be easy to connect your guest with the three-star general and the work he did back then? And would it be possible if he were being misled and given misinformation? Okay. I'm not sure what you mean, Leonardo, about connecting him with the general. He has said, yes, he is connected with him. He knows him personally. Dick, what about the misinformation? Is it possible that you have been fed misinformation?
Maybe on a couple things, but usually I try to get a second source that I have who's a naval commander. And, usually if both of them got the, and they don't know each other, okay, the general and the naval commander, they don't know each other personally, okay, so I'll check with either one, whoever told me that, you know, something was upcoming, I'd check with the other one, see if he knew anything about it. And if they both got the same stories, then it would be awful odd unless somebody told them that was the story. Then I'd been fed, you know, disinformation. But
Well, one of the theories.
I check it as much as I can.
One of the theories that gets put forth by the debunkers is, you know, they take the statements of people who have worked in, have been CIA, or have been some type of intelligence officer, and the stories are out there that yes, because of people's interest in UFOs, they used that as cover and fostered the belief in UFOs. Well, that's one of the theories then, is that the whole UFO thing was made up by the CIA and by the military intelligence. Well, look, that's not possible. I mean, it's not even possible, because we have the documents that show when they started doing this, and they started saying it was UFOs, and the UFO phenomena already existed when the decision was made by Eisenhower's advisors to use that phenomena and use it as a cover for some of their black projects. The phenomena already existed. The UFOs were already being reported and already had the Air Force running in circles chasing its tail trying to figure out what they were. And that goes back before Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so as far as can some of the information that comes to Dick be disinformation? Sure. Can be, but not all of it. And
I will tell you this, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 6 years old, I met two of those grays, and they pop in once in a while. Sometimes it's good while between visits, but they'll pop in. And I can tell you, when I met them face to face, you know, I know that they were real.
But as far as the information that you're given, can some of that be disinformation? Sure.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And by the way, I get asked sometimes, how many times do you think disinformers have been on your show? And my answer is, who the heck knows? Nobody knows. Are shows like mine and George Norrie and Jerry Pippin and Joe Montaldo, are we targeted by disinformers? I'm sure we are. Because they're going to the shows where they know there's going to be an audience. The only thing is, though, after a while, when you have information that never gets corroborated by anyone else's testimony, it sort of sticks out like a sore thumb, and you sort of start figuring that was disinformation. There is no pure stream of information when it comes to UFOs. All the water is muddy, but that doesn't mean there's no water in it. You do realize, don't you, that there is water in order to have mud. So there is reality in the information. And, you know, we just kind of have to do some critical thinking and sort it out. I want to go back to our discussion of this Stargate and these things in orbit around the sun. This whole concept that we've got this Stargate, and for those who are not watching on KSS TV, I've put the picture up twice. And what it is, it looks like, a swirl of fog, but it's gigantic. And it's right up next to the coast of Yemen. It's in the Gulf of Aden, A-D-E-N. And if you're going to do any searches on the internet, do a search for Gulf of Aden Stargate. And you'll find a little bit of information there. There's not a lot, but there's a little. All right, so let's go back to this thing. We have 2012 coming up. It's not that far away. 2 years away. December the 21st, 2012, is a little bit more than 2 years from now. So the big question, no, it isn't. It's a little bit less than 2 years from now. I forget we're in 2010. So the big question as it relates to this Stargate is this Stargate in any way connected, do you think, to what has been predicted or prophesied about 2012?
It's quite possible. I will tell you this, the government knows all about what's going to happen on 2012 because, remember, you and I were talking about Jesse Ventura, and he did a piece on people building in the missile silos, and the government has great big underground bases such as the one in Denver, where they can hold thousands of people, but they don't have enough for everybody. So it's, if you can afford it or you know somebody or whatever, that's how you get in. So I would assume that they do know something's going to happen in 2012.
Well, I tell you what, I still think it will not.
I hope you're right.
Well, I hope I'm right. I hope you're wrong. I hope the government's wrong. I really don't see evidence that anything spectacular will take place on December the 21st, 2012, except the Kevin Smith Show party in downtown Bangkok, Thailand. I think that's going to be the most spectacular thing that happens that day. We'll be back right after this break. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on Final Approach. If you have a question or a comment for Mr. Dick Criswell, now is the time to let your fingers do the walking. 623-444-5889. Or toll free in the USA and Canada at 888-223-4599. And, of course, if you're outside of the USA and Canada, you can use the flash message feature on my website at kevinsmithshow.com. Just scroll down, and you will see the link that says flash message. Dick, let me ask you something about your source that is a three-star general. And I'm not going to ask you to identify this person because then he wouldn't be a source anymore.
Right.
But do you have any idea, any indication, what he thinks about what we do here on the Kevin Smith Show?
Well, he approves of it. He says sometimes I go a little bit over what I should say, but he said that's okay. The people need to know.
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't think that this show is goofy or nutty or anything like that. He thinks we're pretty much on track.
He thinks we're pretty straight, and that's, he listens to other sources like...
Don't mention others.
Okay. And he doesn't like their show at all.
Okay. What about your source that's a naval commander or admiral? What did you say he is?
Commander.
A commander. Has he ever listened to this show?
Oh, yeah.
What does he think?
He thinks everything's cool. He said they make more sense than a lot of other things that he's heard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I was just curious about what some of these sources think about what we're doing here on the show. All right.
They monitor, yeah. I mean, I said, well, what do you think? Yeah, I said, he's going to ask me one of these days, and I got to be truthful. They all approve of what you're doing.
Well, that's good. There are some that don't, because as you know, normally when you're on this show, we have a tremendous amount of telephone interference.
Right.
Now, tonight...
Maybe I went to bed early or something, you know.
Well, it's kind of worked in our favor tonight, I think, because here's the deal. Our cable provider... And that's how we connect with the internet, that's how we do the television feed, that's how we do the radio feed. But the cable provider was having tremendous problems, and so our cable connection was down to almost nothing. And it just may be that because of that, it was maybe perhaps a little more difficult for them to get in and disrupt my telephones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's possible.
So, whatever it is, I thank the stars, or whoever, or whatever's responsible, because we haven't had the disruption tonight that you and I normally have.
Right.
And, it's sometimes there are people that just write to me and talk to me about, you know, I'm paranoid and all of this, and there's not really people disrupting us. So let me just say, we're using all the exact same equipment we always use, and we haven't had that disruption. But what do you think am I paranoid about this, or is it, does it really happen?
No, because it happens on other shows that I do where we get disconnected, and sometimes there's a bunch of noise on the phone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't bother me. It used to when I, you know, did radio shows earlier, but, you know, they're just playing. We let them have their fun.
Well, as I say, whenever they disrupt, for instance, if they disrupt you, it's just the same as if they took a yellow highlighter pen and put it all over everything you just said, and it's just as if they screamed into the line, folks, pay attention to this, because when they disrupt it, we know you've hit a nerve.
I know.
Yeah. Interesting. If we were not disrupted, which we haven't been, but if it was not because of the cable problems that we're having out here locally,
right,
if it's not because of that, then they made a choice not to disrupt, and we've been talking mainly about that Stargate.
Right.
So that must mean...
That out, you know, because the general who I talked to about this, he didn't say, you know, if you're going to talk anywhere, he said, you can talk about that.
So they must want it out.
Yeah, I would say so.
Why would they want that out, but they don't want any information about extraterrestrials and UFOs to get out too much?
Well, when I first heard about it, you know, I thought, oh, no, that can't be right.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people's probably listening to us think that's kind of wild, but, you know, I've seen wilder stuff than that.
Well, when I first ran across it, one of our listeners sent me a link and said, boy, this is disturbing. And so I clicked the link and I watched a video. And when I first heard it, I said, you know what? This is bogus. And then I watched some more videos, I read some things that were on the internet, and I said, you know, it sounds wild, but it just may, just maybe, it's real. And then you're here telling us tonight that a 3-star general told you it is real, and it is a Stargate.
That's right.
You know, the only way they would know that's a Stargate and not just a weather disturbance is if they've seen something either come in through that Stargate or go out through that Stargate.
Or they went themselves.
Uh-huh. That would be the only way they would know.
That's right.
I think. I don't know. Look, you know, really top flight physicists, maybe they can tell without something going in or coming out of the Stargate. Maybe, you know, some really top flight physicists would be able to determine what that is. But I would suspect that the only way you would know for sure is if you saw something entering or leaving through the Stargate.
Right.
Now, that's a pretty big Stargate. I mean, it's, when we look at the photograph, it's fairly massive in size, fairly large. Looks like, you know, just a swirl of some kind of disturbance. And it's a little bit difficult to tell. You can't tell, really, if the Stargate is the foggy swirl at the top or if it's the swirl of water and disturbed water at the bottom of that photograph. I suspect that it's the foggy swirl at the top, but I'm not sure. I don't know. But it is right off the coast of Yemen. It's in the Gulf of Aden. It's right off the coast of Yemen. Now, what's interesting about this, I started getting email maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. No, further back than that. Before the December 25th attempted bombing of that airplane, a week or two before that, I started getting email from people that were saying, we have sent special forces into Yemen. And this was pretty surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have that attempted bomb attack, and pretty incredible. This guy only got interrogated by the FBI for about 15 minutes. And then...
That's floppy.
Yeah. Well, look, we've run out of time. I want to thank you for being with us. Stay on the phone with me for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dick Criswell, and this is The Kevin Smith Show. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.